English with you, a daily introduction to English words and phrases.
Hi, this is Jennifer Yu with English with you. 안녕하세요, English with you의 Jennifer Yu입니다. 오늘의 표현은 bear in mind, bear in mind입니다. What does it mean to bear in mind? Well, we'll find out. But first, we will listen to today's conversation. Listen carefully.
I think I should ask Lisa to babysit my daughter for a few days.
Well, bear in mind that Lisa has never done that before. You should get an experienced babysitter.
Thanks. I'll keep that in mind when I make a decision.
본문에서 제이슨이 아내와 며칠 동안 집을 비울 모양입니다. 제이슨은 며칠간 리사에게 딸을 보도록 부탁할 생각이라고 제게 말했는데요. 제가
Well, bear in mind that Lisa has never done that before.
리사는 아이를 본 적이 없다는 점을 명심해.
You should get an experienced babysitter.
차라리 경험 있는 사람을 구해봐 라고 조언했습니다. 제이슨도
Thanks. I'll keep that in mind when I make a decision.
고마워. 곧 정해야 하는데 명심할게 라고 대답합니다.
Now keep in mind today's expression, bear in mind, and let's hear the conversation again.
I think I should ask Lisa to babysit my daughter for a few days.
Well, bear in mind that Lisa has never done that before. You should get an experienced babysitter.
Thanks. I'll keep that in mind when I make a decision.
Today's expression is bear, B-E-A-R, bear, in, I-N. In mind, M-I-N-D, mind. Bear in mind. To bear in mind means to remember something when you are making decisions or thinking about a matter.
우리가 일상에서 꼭 기억하거나 유념해야 하는 것들이 있죠. 네, 이렇게 중요한 사실이나 정보 등을 잘 기억하라고 할 때 쓸 수 있는 영어 표현이
bear in mind입니다.
직역하면 마음에 품다, 즉 명심하라는 뜻입니다.
In today's example, I tell Jason to bear in mind that Lisa is not an experienced babysitter.
본문에서 제가 제이슨한테 리사는 아이를 본 적이 없다는 사실을 명심하라고 했습니다. 영어로
well, bear in mind that Lisa has never done that before.
라고요. 네, 이렇게 무엇을 알고 있어야 할 때 또는 명심해야 할 때 쓸 수 있는 표현이 bear in mind입니다. 네, 그럼 예문을 통해 오늘 표현을 좀 더 자세히 알아보겠습니다.
Please bear in mind that we need to work as a team to get this done.
라는 문장을 해석하면 우리가 함께 협력해야 이 일을 끝낼 수 있다는 걸 명심하세요. 라는 뜻입니다.
Now that you know what today's expression means, let's listen to the conversation for the last time.
I think I should ask Lisa to babysit my daughter for a few days.
Well, bear in mind that Lisa has never done that before. You should get an experienced babysitter.
Thanks. I'll keep that in mind when I make a decision.
Let's review. To bear in mind means to remember something when you are making decisions. Bear in mind. Bear in mind.
그럼 다음 시간에 뵙겠습니다. 지금까지 English with You의 Jennifer Yu입니다. Until next time, bye-bye!